First of all, I want to remind you that on Tuesday we have the second of our Lenten speakers. On Tuesday from 6:30 to 7:30, Monsignor Antal will speak about two saints of the Sacred Heart. Also, you'll notice in the bulletin today there's an article about the movie Cabrini, which is opening on a week from Friday, and we will have a special showing of the movie at the Atlas Cinema at Great Lakes Mall on Sunday the 10th at 3 p.m., and you can come and pick up tickets for that at the office, and please don't take a ticket unless you actually plan to go. We have a limited number of tickets, so if you plan to go, please come and take a ticket. The tickets are free, although we will of course accept donations. You can also make checks out to the Father McNeil Vacation Fund. There was a vain, nearsighted fellow who was going on a date, and he didn't want his girlfriend to know that he was so nearsighted. And they were planning to go to the park the next day, so the man came to the park, and at a tree very near the entrance to the park, he put a pin in the tree. And the next day, when they were going to the park, he said, "Oh, look, there's a pin in that tree." And he went over to get it and tripped over a park bench. As I've said, they're not all gems. The point is, sometimes we don't see what we ought to see. In the first reading, God calls Abraham to sacrifice his son. Now, this is completely my opinion. And I don't think, in fact, that it was God that asked Abraham to sacrifice his son. I think it was Abraham's own idea to show his devotion to the Lord. But then again, God certainly did ask his own son to die, so it's possible. But again, regardless, Abraham was about to offer his most precious gift, his own son. And when he comes to sacrifice his son, the angel intervenes. And at that point, Abraham knows absolutely how much God loves him and how much he loves God. We sometimes need such moments to remind us of God's love and of our willingness or unwillingness to do what he calls us to do. In the gospel, we see Mark's account of the transfiguration, which is, in my opinion, one of the greatest mysteries of the luminous mysteries of the rosary. Jesus reveals himself in glory. He is revealing something to Peter, James, and John that they couldn't see yet. But it's something that we know now. We know who Jesus truly is. He's a man like us, but he's also God. And in his glory, we will see him face to face in heaven. And yet, seeing this great thing, Peter speaks up when he should be silent. He says, "Let us build three tents here." And the Father says, "Listen to him." That was not a time to speak. And listening to him means listening also to the words of Paul in the second reading, who speaks to us in the Lord's name. He says, he does not want us to be afraid. If God is for us, who can be against us? Because God loves us and loves each one of us individually and passionately. And there is nothing that can separate us from God's love except our own decision to not see or not listen to him. But even then, if we decide to sin, God still loves us, even if we refuse to accept that love. But he still calls each one of us back to him to repent turn back to the Lord, to listen to him, to see him when he reveals himself to us, especially through the sacrament of penance. He calls us to live in his Son without fear. If God is for us, who can be against us? And the answer is no one.